And heading overseas again now, the Iraqi foreign minister has accused Turkey of not being interested in a diplomatic solution to the PKK crisis and is warning of a full-scale Turkish incursion into northern Iraq. Just last week, Iraq pledged to work with Turkey to help rein in the Kurdish insurgents operating out of northern Iraq, but weekend talks between Iraqi and Turkish officials have broken down, as Barbara Miller reports.
Last week, Hoshyar Sabari pledged to work together with Turkey to help deal with what he called the menace of Kurdish PKK fighters who've been launching attacks on Turkey from bases in northern Iraq. No group, including the PKK, the Iraqi foreign minister said then, would be allowed to poison relations between Iraq and its neighbour. But this week, those tones have changed markedly. Hoshyar Sabari said weekend talks between Iraqi and Turkish officials failed because he said Turkey was not interested in a diplomatic solution to the crisis.
This crisis is dead serious. And meeting my colleagues who went to Ankara to engage the Turkish government in a serious, substantive discussions or to agree on a number of practical measures to help Turkey, to actively help Turkey, the Turkish side was not responsive to the proposals, to the ideas.
Michael McKinley is a senior lecturer in international relations and strategy at the Australian National University. He says the chances of Turkey and Iraq agreeing on dealing with the PKK insurgents were slim from the outset.
The Turks actually demanded some very strict action from the government of Iraq. They demanded that certain PKK and Kurdish leaders be handed over. Now, that really is a very heavy demand on the current Iraqi government, and it's not one that many governments would be all that agreeable to at the best of times. So basically it looks as though the Iraqis have balked at all of the Turkish demands. The Turks clearly have shown their disgust, and that's what's led to the statement that Turkey is now no longer interested in a diplomatic solution. All along, the diplomacy was very heavily handed.
In Turkey, a spate of deadly attacks on Turkish soldiers has increased support for a full-scale attack on the PKK, a course of action which has already been approved by Parliament.
Sending the military into northern Iraq may not finish off the PKK, but our soldiers are being martyred every day, and that hurts people here deeply. So I think we do need military action.
Over the weekend in Istanbul, a running event turned into a nationalist anti-PKK rally. While across town, police used tear gas to break up a pro-PKK rally. As the military build-up on the Turkish border to Iraq continues, so does the diplomatic pressure on Ankara not to take action. Later this week, the US Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, will travel to Turkey, and shortly afterwards, the Turkish Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is due to meet President George W. Bush in Washington. Michael McKinley says with Turkey indicating its patience is running out, the onus is now on the US to do something to avert a regional crisis.
One of the central pillars of United States Central Asian strategy is Turkey. Turkey's a member of NATO. It's relied upon by the United States for all sorts of facilities for finding out about and surveilling Central Asia. It also acts as a conduit into northern Iraq. So without Turkey on line for the United States, the occupation of Iraq becomes much more problematic, but it really goes to the heart of NATO and United States global strategies. It's not just the Turks that are involved here, because what would also complicate US calculations is that if the Kurds become restive, the Syrians and the Iranians, as well as the Turks and the Iraqis, also become very agitated. So life in general becomes more complicated.
That's Michael McKinley, a senior lecturer in international relations and strategy at the Australian National University. Ending that report by Barbara Miller.